Okay, so let's continue. Be'ezer Hashem, Simon Pei Tes. So we began the Mechaber last week. Let's see it again. Ochal Basar, Afil Shal Chayev Oif, Leichol Gvina Acharov. Somebody ate Basar, so he can't eat cheese after that. Ashi Yisha Sheish Shois, until he waits 6 hours. Mechaber is pretty straightforward. He says 6 hours, even though as people are familiar, there is some discussion about it, as we'll see. But the Mechaber says Sheisha is still one to wait 6 hours. Bafilum Shakishir, and even if he waited this amount of time, Yesh Basim and Ishinayim, if he still has meat in between his teeth, as the Rambam says, that was the whole concern for waiting that amount of time. Tzorach lahasiri, one has to remove it. Va'aloyes latinik tzorach lahamtin, and someone who only chews up, he doesn't swallow, for the same reason, because we're concerned about basar between the teeth. So even if one is just chewing it up, he would still have this concern. And we have from the Tur B'Shem Rashi, if one would swallow something without having the problem of chewing, without having the problem of basar in between the teeth, still there will be a problem of waiting, the concern of having milk and meat in the mouth at the same time, and therefore also required a waiting period. We saw even further than that from the Prima Gadim, that Yisrael Kadoshim, and it was a light plug, even if somebody eats only something that was cooked with meat, yeah? Something that was cooked with meat. We gave an example. Someone takes a potato out of the cholent, just eats that potato, so there's no basar in the shinayim. And this should say that maybe there's no moishich tam. That's what the Prima Gadim is assuming. But still, the concern, the light plug would demand that one would have to wait. A common shaila that comes up, and sometimes you have a restaurant, and they it's a fleishik restaurant, so they have a deep fryer, which they deep fry, let's say, chicken cutlets, okay? And then they also, you could also order French fries. Now, French fries are potatoes, it's parv, and they deep fry these French fries, right? In the same oil.
Same basket?
No, not in the same basket as the chicken, right? But let's say they put in chicken, they fry that, and then they take that out and put French fries in. Would that make you fleishig? Right? Eating those French fries, would that require you to wait 6 hours? Why not? Why, yes? Huh? It wasn't cooked. It's not a tavshul shel basar. It's not cooked together with it. Right?
The oil. The oil is now flaky. Why is the oil not
flaky? The oil is not
flaky. It's cooked with the meat. The oil's a
tasha shabbos. The oil's an ass. So now, I'm not eating the oil, but I'm eating the...
Soaked
into the French fries. It probably did. So you'd say we have to wait 6 hours.
Not only that, but I'd say there's probably pieces of meat also in the oil.
In the oil. Okay. It would seem like that from this Prima Gadim. It would seem like that. But we'll reserve the right to wait to see if that's debatable. Huh?
Isn't that meat get... bad taste?
Lefgam, I would think that... No, I would think it's Lashvach. Yeah, you're... what do you mean? There was a whole lawsuit just about this case. That, right? That was the lawsuit about McDonald's. They had French fries, and they put a meat flavor into their French fries. Yeah. And when the group that only keeps Hallel, yeah, found out about it, they sued. Doesn't matter, was not halal, right? So they sued, because you didn't tell us. And then when they sued, so then the vegetarians Right? Those who are vegan, they also jumped on the bandwagon. They also sued. And once they did, so then a couple of Jews also said, hey, meat. The meat is treif. Treif for meat. You didn't tell us treif for meat. You know, French fries, that's only potatoes. That will wait 6 hours, but you didn't tell me that. So they jumped in, and it was a big lawsuit, and everybody got money. Yeah, so the OU ended up getting money, the Sarkig ended up getting money, yeah, from this. Yes. This is a true story. Yeah. Huh?
How long ago?
It happened a few years ago, probably about 10 years ago. Yeah, since that time, every once or twice a year, the Sarkig has a whole big seminar, free of charge. And the sponsor is McDonald's. That's what they said.
So now we can eat the French fries at McDonald's?
No. It doesn't have a Star K approval now. The Star K just approves the seminar that they talk about kashrus. Okay, but we'll have to see. In that case of French fries, we'll have to see. Maybe there's a reason you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours. Even with this Prima Gadim, even with the Tavshir Shabbos or sort of, both reasons don't apply, maybe there's still a difference over there. No, the Prima Gadim is saying it even on the Mechaber Shita. Yeah. Mechaber Pasul like both, and Prima Gadim is just saying that Lamaisa, we extend what the Mechaber said, we extend it for even more than that. I mean, even the Prima Gadim is going after the Mechaber and the Rambam, that we wait 6 hours. Because the Rambam here, let's start with the Rambam, and we didn't really see this last week. If one finds meat in his teeth, and he removes it, so you need to wash out your mouth before eating cheese. Here's the other opinion, Taisvis. You don't have to wait 6 hours. If you remove the table, you mean you remove the food that you had just eaten, you remove all the meat. So then all you need is kinuach v'adocha. Now kinuach means you have to have something, some sort of food in your that you have to eat. A cracker or something dry that will clean out the mouth, wipe out the mouth. And hadocha, you also have to have a drink. So you need both. Kinuach v'adocha in between meat and cheese, even according to the Ramah. Okay, the minig has become lahamdir achar achilas habasur shah achas. The minig is that we wait 1 hour. And then we eat gvina afterwards. However, it can't be in the same meal, can't be in the same suda. One has to make this separation with benching. It means those who are makel, that you don't need the 6 hours, and you only need Misuda L'Suda, and even though it became the regular practice to wait an hour, you still need Birchas HaMazon. However, below Birchas HaMazon, what's that?
You do the
so we'll see. It would seem that you should have to have Kinuach V'Adocha, right? That he says. If you go with this sheet of Taisvis, he says you don't have to wait a 6 hours man. I mean, so there's really no time. It's really just Suda L'Suda. As soon as you finish one Suda and you bench and you took off the fleishig, you can bring milchiks. But you need Kinuach V'Adocha. You need a drink and you need to eat something in between. So then it would seem that once, even though you have this minig of waiting an hour, you should still need kinuach v'adocha. If you want to take a look quickly, just because you pointed out, look quickly at the Taz, Sivkot and Beis. The last few lines of the Taz in Sivkot and Beis. Yeah? Taz, Sivkot and Beis, last few lines. V'dover pashadu. D'mishenei b'kulu zul amdin sho'achas. Someone who goes with this minig of waiting 1 hour, shetzara gamgein, even if you want to be makel less than 6 hours, you want to be makel less than an hour, and we'll see where the Taz gets it from, but certainly you still need kinuach v'adocha. Yeah. Now if you would ask people, no, kinuach, we'll see they bring afterwards. It has to be certain things you can't use, like certain vegetables that stick to the mouth won't help. But you can eat fruits or crackers or bread.
But brushing your teeth would do it.
you want to start making your own thing of what could work. You brush your teeth instead of eating something.
Mouthwash you could use for hadacha.
But that's a liquid, doesn't it? It doesn't have to be water or wine.
Oh, I see.
Even though the Chacham Sodom says it's a shaila, maybe wine can be, maybe it has to be dafka mayim.
Okay.
Yeah, so mouthwash be, but I don't know if they start making up your own.
They didn't have toothbrushes, they didn't brush your teeth.
They didn't.
So, certainly eating something. Eating an apple or something like that.
Yeah, Svara, it sounds like it, but Lamaisa, he says you need to know about Dacha. But if you would ask most people that what do you have to do in between Fleishiks and Milchik, what would they say?
Wait 6 hours.
And say, what if you can't wait 6 hours? It's a Psechayla or whatever. What do you have to do? He says, oh, they wait an hour. And then you eat. Most people never heard of Kinuach Vadacha. Yeah? That's the fact. Wash your mouth, wipe your mouth out. No, most people didn't hear about it. And the Taz says, Mefurish, you have to. Taz says, even if you're waiting an hour. So what's the pshat? So it would seem like the Shach argues. And this, the minig has become like the Shach. But that's only, as we'll see, that's only if there was some waiting period. Okay? Let's just finish the Ramah, and then we'll see where the Shach says this. The Ramah continues here that you need birchas hamazon. It's not going to help to wait if you didn't finish your seudah. It doesn't matter when this hour came. It means, let's say, after the meal, they were just sitting around and talking, or certainly not eating any meat, and you had an hour, and then you bench, so then you, right away you could eat your cheese. If you found meat afterwards in between your teeth, after this hour, you have to remove it. Right? Now, here he doesn't say, kinuach v'adocha. Okay, look at the shach. Sorry, look at the shach, sifkaten zayin. Yeah? It says, after you wait this hour, if you found meat, you have to remove it. So, lanakri last year, you have to clean it out and remove it. Says the Shach, ukfar nisbar, b'sifkandalit, tzarech hadocha v'kinuach hapeh. But, you look before, I already told you, you need kinuach v'hadocha, meaning, even after,
even after the 6 hours. You need, it's talking about the 6 hours.
That's when you removed something from your mouth, you need kinuach v'hadocha. That's what he's talking about. I mean, if you had meat in between your teeth, so you need kinuach v'hadocha. If you didn't find any meat, then afilu b'loy kinuach v'hadocha. So the Shach is saying basically this. We know after 6 hours, if there was no meat in between your teeth, no one ever said you need kinuach v'hadocha. Why not? The answer is that whatever 6 hours did, it got rid of any taste that's coming out, get rid of any taste in the mouth. So as long as there was no busser in between your teeth, you don't have to have kinuach v'hadocha. So who required kinuach v'hadocha? So says the Shach, that's only if you go with the shita that all you need is the distinction between a suda. So you ate a suda. 5 minutes later, you want to eat now, from instead of fleishiks, you bench, now you want to eat milchiks. There was a requirement of kinuach v'hadocha. But once you took the 6 hours and transferred that into 1 hour, so that whatever the 6 hours did, the 1 hour did. Okay, so therefore the Shach says, if you didn't find any boss of a shin of the minimum, then show sagi afilu loy kinuach v'hadocha. V'chein kosev bisev hetah oruch din dalin mevi b'teres chatos l'psak halacha v'chein oigin u'mashe kosev arav diye shem miyad emsila guberach mutra idei kinuach v'hadocha. That the Ramo just we quoted before, which the Taz had said, you see, you do need kinuach v'hadocha. Mashe min kinuach v'hadocha miyei boy that you do need hainu imla imbolecho miyad achesh esila guberach. That's only if you're going to eat immediately after your suit of flesh, you need milchiks, you need kinuach v'hadocha. But once you have some sort of waiting period, you have this shoachas, then you're not going to need kinuach v'hadocha. V'divri alechem chamudais einem uvonim libazah. So we have a machlokes Shach and the Taz. And Prima Gadim seems to side with the Taz that you would need the Kinuach Vadacha. So there could be there's two reasons why people have never heard of this Kinuach Vadacha. Either because Dominic has just come like the Shach, or I would say probably is because most people don't wait only an hour. Most people wait the 6 hours. So since we're waiting 6 hours anyway, and that Lekuli Alma, you didn't need Kinuach Vadacha. So therefore, even in the uncommon cases that a person would be only waiting an hour, you wouldn't need it. But this would be very quite relevant to children. Children who only are waiting an hour's time, let's say, right? Which certainly Pesachim say could be makel on children. They have a din of a chayla, and they need their meals or whatever they're going to eat, milk and fleishik. So if they only wait an hour, really, one would have to train them to do this kinuach vadacha. Eat something. It's not a problem. Tell them they have to have a piece of cake and they have to have
some
Coca-Cola. They have no problem. And this way you train them in this halacha of kinuach vadacha. So we have the Mechaber Shita that it's 6 hours, and we have this Ramah that says that the minute became an hour. Where did this minute come from? So if you look at the Taz of Cotton Bays, go to the beginning of Taz Bays, Achra Chidus Bas Shoshuachas, Zeh Loshin Maharai, Bezeh Rabim Oisim Pshara Midaitan. Many people made sort of this compromise from on their own, Lahamtin Shoachas. Achrasudas Basar Visuku Birchu for Eichlin Gvina. Right? They had a Suda, they benched, they removed the fleishiks, then they waited an hour and then they started eating cheese. Afagadli Ashkechon Remez Lashir Zeh. There's no source for it. But that's what people do. And the public is a strong force. And that's how people did it. You know, there's a famous tshuva of the Ramah. The Ramah, somebody asked the Ramah that he has a stira from one halacha to another halacha, and one halacha he writes that noigin ha'am to do this and this, and then in a different place he wrote that noagu to do it like this. He says, well you had a stira in the how you paskin based on the minig. So Ramah says, you weren't medayik in my words. When I say noyagin, I say this is our custom. It means this is the acceptable practice. When I say noagu, I mean that's what people do. That's what people do, and either it was okay, therefore the Chacham didn't stop them, but who made up the minig? The people made up the minig. And therefore that's what the Taz says. To me it seems, according from the Marai, that there's no sorcery. Who's going to protest? They are matir even just from one Suda to the next. Therefore, that the hour is really certainly okay. So therefore he says, therefore we're not going to be meicher.
Can you, does anybody say that this 1 hour thing is actually a chumra that people who pasken like Tosfos said, well, right away seems a little bit, given the fact that there are other opinions, we'll stretch it until
the end. Yes, I think that's the pshat in the Taz.
Right. Chumra on the Taz.
Yeah, that's the worst. When the people who are being makel think they're being machmer. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what it is. They made a pshara, right? Pshara midai means that they think we're not going to have mamish, you know, we eat right after flesh, have milchiks. You know, that they felt they can't do. But they said, well, wait a certain amount of time.
Maybe. That's what the language of the Ramah seems to say.
He says
that the ain't shrieking lamps and she shared rock me items, silica bear for the Ramah and Carly, they came up at Daka. I'm in Hakapashu, I mean, okay, with Bahamton. It was the continuation of
it. You know, they don't hold 6 hours, meaning they hold like Tosfos, but the meaning is that they wait an hour. Right. So it means that they at least extended some amount of time. So
at what point is it discussed why we can eat cheese, I think, meat after, you can eat basar after challah?
Sibbeis.
Because if it's the flip, then if it comes on to because cheese doesn't get stuck between the teeth, then there are all kinds of implications that flow. If that's the reason, then it should be just a matter of get stuck in you. I don't understand how I don't have to wait 6 hours the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Between
right. So that's in base. That's in base. And right now we're only we're fleishig. Right now we're eating fleishig. Even though I know you just had the cottage cheese for breakfast, but.
I know, but we said the reason you discuss them together because they're just the flip side, and the reason you give them for one way,
right? So the other way. So the truth is, from the Gemara we see it's not like that. From Gemara says only from Basar to Chalav you can't, but from Gevina to Basar is not. You don't have to wait at all. That's what the Gemara said.
Okay, and is that because?
Presumably, because there's no problems. There's no bus of Bishinayim. There's no bus, it's not stringy. And you don't have that Meshach time. You don't have that taste keep coming up for a certain amount of time.
So it's different
by cheese, don't you have to say? Yeah. So the crazier place you, Rabbeinu said Eibshitz, his famous Sefer, he wrote a number of Sfarim, but the famous ones, crazier place you, Nirudeya, the Ruvetumim, Cheshemishbat. So the crazy place, he says, he figured out a pshat for the machlokes. The machlokes in 1 hour and 6 hours is as follows. He says, going with the time of Rashi, that the problem is Meshach Tam, that means even after you swallow the food, you swallow the meat, you're worried that still the juices of that meat are going to come up into the person's mouth and he's going to have still that taste in his mouth. So he says, the machlokes is, do you go by tchilas ikul or saif ikul? Do you go by the beginning of the digestive process or the end of the digestive process? So he says, certainly that everybody knows, that the beginning of shir ikul, the zman when it's been already completely beginning to be digested, is after how long? 72 minutes. That's roughly an hour. It's roughly an hour. 72 minutes is that? By 72 minutes, that's it. You're it's digested enough that you can't bench anymore. That's the Zman for Shir Ikul. But he says that's only the beginning of Zman Ikul. But then after that, a person does not all of a sudden hungry 72 minutes later, right? So it's because it's still digesting, it's still breaking it down, it's still putting it in all to the compartments that it has to be put into. The end of that is when? It's 6 hours. So he says that was the Machlokes over here. The Rishonim that said Sheish Shois, they said no, the Gemara meant a Zman of Suda Lasuda, they meant the whole span of time for when it's completely digested, that there's no remnant left that's going to be brought up into the person's mouth. Mashanki, and the minhag became, based on Taisvis, that you don't have to wait that amount of time, but the minhag became, let's at least wait for the beginning of the Shir Ikul, the digestive process. So that's what the crazy place he goes with. He's actually coming to argue with the Bri Chodesh. The Bri Chodesh says that this man can't be always 6 hours. He says, why? Because you have sometimes in the Suda Lasuda in the winter time, could be much shorter, right? Nowadays in Shabbos, from lunchtime until Shalosh Shudas is how many hours? It's not 6 hours, right? How do you notice that? Because you shall should you say, oh, we milchik? No, we're not. In the winter time, let's say summertime? The winter time. The winter time on Shabbos, it's a much shorter time. So the Bri Chodesh says, therefore, it depends on the season. Depends on the season. In the Karesia place, he asks, he said, well, you think that the digestive process takes quicker in the winter than it does in the summer? Yeah? Is that possible? So therefore he argues and he says, no, the machlokes is either one, which is basically 72 minutes, or a full six. And the Bri Chodesh held that it really depends. You could even wait even four when you're in the wintertime.
That's where the minhag of three comes from this logic. Sometimes it's only three, so that the people start waiting only three. And in the winter, it's only three.
So it's not clear where this sheet of the Yekis get that only 3 hours, right? And I think I mentioned this that my kids have been trying to find every long last cousin. That the name Bieberfeld, that although we just met one of them from England, and he says no, but my great grandfather probably waited 6 hours himself, which Rav Schwab already said, the Rabbonim in Germany certainly did it. So where does that come from? So either you're saying it's also a variation because their meals maybe were shorter, or I believe this is Rav Schwab's svar. Rav Schwab said really they're going with the minig of 1 hour, but the Gemara Pesachim says that Adam Ta'a B'Shtei Shois. You can make a mistake with the time of day, 2 hours. Not when they didn't use clocks or watches, so it was based on the sun or the sundials. So the Gemara already tells you, and it's possible to make a mistake within a 2 hour span. So they were going with the meaning of 2 hours, and then these communities decided to be machmir even more because if we didn't make a mistake and think, I don't know how you can make a mistake with 1 hour, but right, they decided to extend it to 3 hours.
But there's a cooler that goes on that same logic.
Yeah.
Into the 6th hour, the Rambam says Kamo Sheishos. They're also saying that the Rambam, they didn't pass it at every single person.
Oh.
How is he going to?
Based on that. That's the reason. Yeah. So let's talk. It gets into our discussion here. When the Mechaber says Sheishos, does he mean Sheishos?
Where does the 6 hours come from? Because if you say they ate twice in the Gemara times, they ate in the morning and they ate in the evening, it's more than 6 hours between the two. If you finish davening and then you go to eat, let's say it's even 10 o'clock, it's probably earlier, and then you don't eat until 6 o'clock at night, so you're talking about well more than 6 hours. So they really come up with 6 hours. 6 hours is not a cheshbon.
This is how my Talmud Yechah Chomim is. It's not by a coil.
It should be longer.
No, they.
No, when do they eat? What is the Bishah? What's the 4th hour that the Minicham ate? Is the 4th hour?
They say it's Baruch. You can't get how it comes from.
So there is a big discussion of, even though the Mechaber says Sheishos, and certainly Achrayim who talk about it say, if that's what he says, it's 6 hours. Where is there room for confusion, and where is there room to be maybe lenient at times? And that is brought really from many Rishonim, the Meiri in Chulin, the Rashba in the Teres Habayis when he brings this halacha, and then the Rambam himself. And really the Diyuk is made from the Birkei Yosef. It's already, it's not a Heintike Diyuk, it's not just like a recent find. The Birkei Yosef already brought this Diyuk in the Rambam, and he brings the Rashba as well. That the Lashon is, the Rambam says that you have to wait the shear, v'hu kimoi sheishos, right? V'cheinu lashon harashba, mantin kis sheishos v'oichel. Okay, so based on this lashon, kimoi sheishos. Now David's saying maybe that the reason is because they didn't know exactly when 6 hours. Perhaps that's why he couldn't even say that conclusively. But the other svar is that similar to what the Crazy Place is saying, just like if you want to go with the beginning of Shir Ikov, the beginning of when the food is digested, even though we say that's 72 minutes linyan bracha, as far as waiting between Basar and Gvina, you see it was an hour, and that was acceptable. The same thing, even if you go with these 6 hours, they doesn't mean an exact sheishos. You finished your meal exactly at 12:22, so you have to wait till 6:22. Based on these Rishonim, they said roughly you have to wait sheishos for sure. Not that may be even longer, right? Because you could have a sheishos even longer than 6 hours, so you may have to wait 9 hours, right? So the digestive process doesn't go with sheishmanius, right? That certainly goes with regular 60-minute hours. But even that, you see from the lashon of the Rambam, the Meiri, the Rashba, these are Rishonim that don't say sheishos. So even the Mechaber that says sheishos, he's just saying that's the amount of time. But may he understood, you would look at the Rishonim that say kimoi sheishos. And based on that, as we have different shittas that There's a Rebbe here in the yeshiva in Philadelphia, Aaron Weintraub. So he is, huh?
Weighs 9 hours.
No. Could be weighs 9 hours. But his father, Reb Chaim Weintraub, Zichrono Livracha, learned by Reb Aaron, in Lakewood, and he was there one time, B'shal HaShudas, by Reb Aaron, they were serving some milchik cheese, and he wasn't eating. So Reb Aaron said, why not eating? So he says, because I'm not milchig yet. I had a late meal. I'm not milchig yet. So he says, no, you could eat, you could eat. So he said, no, my minig is I wait 6 hours. So it was only like after 5.5 hours. So Reb Aaron says, nay, dos haste 6 hours, choice. He said, this is already 6 hours. Reb Aaron says, I don't hold, you don't have to wait 6 hours. I hold that 5.5 hours already is 6 hours.
You can't prove 100% from there because they say, I don't know, there's in stories like that that's a shas hatak already enough to put that halach and you can insult the host. Meaning that, I'm just saying is that I normally wouldn't say it's a shas hatak, but in this, into the sixth hour, that if it's in any way going to cause trouble, that you can actually be make.
Why? Why? What's the basis for that?
Because you say you can't really, you have to keep 6 hours. Shas hatak, you can rely on the into the sixth hour. But the question is, what's a shas hatak? So they're saying that even something like that.
I don't know. It wasn't insulting the host, but it wasn't. It was the host. It was in the yeshiva. Yeah. Okay. So there is basis for it. There's basis for those who wait less. They said over. This is actually two different sources. That one was from Rashi Shimon Shapiro, the Rashi Ben Yama Talmud, and it's also brought in a new sefer, Maseiros Moshe. So it's two different sources about what Ramosha held. And he asked Ramosha, Is 6 hours exact 6 hours? He said, Ramesh says, not exactly 6 hours. So Ramesh thought, 5 hours and 55 minutes is also good. So then Ramesh was thinking a little more, 5 hours and 50 minutes is also good enough. then he was thinking, well, 5 hours and 45, that's not. So how exactly Ramesh held? But certainly it is like this. Sometimes a person has a late lunch, a fleshly lunch, and now it's already the evening meal, whether it's Shabbos or the weekday or it's a simcha, and one does not exactly, is it 6 hours? He knows, no, it wasn't 6 hours, it's tzitzaka, he has another 10 minutes. Does he have to wait those 10 minutes? There's certainly, yeshal milisma, if you don't have to wait, certainly if it's going to be disruptive to other people, that you could be makel on a little less than 6 hours, basically. And all this. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's from the end of the Seuda to the beginning of the next Seuda, which would make it very difficult for us. Because by the time you've benched from your Shabbos meal and when you start your next, it'll be very difficult. Certainly when you're trying to calculate the exact to be able to eat it. But most Pesachim held not like that, and most Pesachim held that it's the time when you finish your fleishik, even though it's the middle of a meal, because they'll bust your timer. The reason is because you worry about the buster that you ate. So if you didn't eat buster, you took an hour for your dessert, so you certainly could count that as your first hour for the waiting period.
3 hour minhag.
Do
they also lead into the third hour?
No, I never heard that.
The one hour into the
1 hour. No, so it's an interesting thing also, is like this, that we see we have reasons like for the crazy placey that maybe the reason you would have to wait less is because both based on the digestive process. So that's what we see, maybe 1 hour or maybe 6 hours, or that's why maybe close to 6 hours already is also because the digestive process has finished. So there were Paiskim that said, and this is quoted from Rav Rudiman from Baltimore, that he said such a svara, but it's in the early Achrenim, the Das Kedoshim also said the svara, that if a person sleeps, that hastens the time of the digestive process. And therefore, if a person sleeps, the Das Kedoshim held, that if you slept, then you only have to wait 2 hours. So you ate fleishigs, it was a good meal, a heavy cholent, and then a person went to sleep for a couple hours, he held, you could eat. Wow, according to that, That's it. It's a Shabbos. You eat a nice meal. You sleep for an hour, right? And that's it. Then you wake up. You learn for an hour. It's 2 hours later. You can eat milk according to that. So, is there anybody else who says this? So, this is an interesting. There's a sefer that came out. It's called Zichron LeMoshe. It's a sefer written by a European Rav. He wrote many svarim. And this came out to the 100th yard site of the Chassam Sofer. He wrote all different psakim and maises from about the Chassam Sofer. Zichron LeMoshe, Ramosha Sofer. So he writes here that a grandson of Rab Daniel Prustitz. Rab Daniel Prustitz was the Av Bezdin in Presburg. He was a very close, probably the closest friend the Chassam Sofer had. The Chassam Sofer was the Rav, and the Rab Daniel Prustitz was the Av Bezdin. But the two were confidants and very, very close. So the grandson of Rab Daniel Prustitz told over this Mechaber the following Maisa, and he said like this. He says, this that we paskin, that you have to weigh shei shois, is because it adds man ho'ikul, right? Until the time of digestion, like the crazy place he says, either the beginning of digestion, the end of digestion, he says, that's only if somebody eats during the day. But if somebody eats at night, and then he sleeps afterwards, he says, even if you didn't wait 6 hours, you're allowed to have cheese, you're allowed to drink milk after that. Why? Some sefer said, because when you sleep, it's mamai ha'ikolovai. That it hastens the digestive process, and therefore, the some sefer held that it would be okay to eat. So he said one time...
How soon?
Again, the Das Kodesh had said you could wait like even 2 hours is already enough. The Chassam Sofer seems that didn't give a zman, although the Chassam Sofer seemed it had to be at night, not only the sleep, but it had to be at night, perhaps. But you have to see what the Chassam Sofer would happen. He says one time he ate meat, it was in the night time. Okay, let's assume he ate it for dinner. And then he prepared for himself a coffee, because when he got up, he used to get up early in the morning before Aleis HaShachar. He used to get up to learn, and sometimes he used to learn. When he used to learn, he said one of the bachrim from his yeshiva. Chassam Sofer always had a yeshiva, and besides being a rav, he also had a yeshiva. It was many of the Chassam Sofer had that. Many rabbanim then had that. So he used to have one bachrim used to come to learn with him. So there was the helper, the shifcha, whoever was in the house, used to also bring some cookies. It was before Aleis HaShachar, he's still allowed to eat. He used to bring some cookies to the table. Now, Chassam Sofer never ate them. He just was to learn. Now, this bachur who was coming, he says, there's cookies every day, and he's never eating them, you know, and they look good. So one day, he ate them. So the Chassam Sofer noticed that he took it, so he confronted him about it. He says, what happened to the, after they finished learning, what happened to the cookies? So the Bach was very embarrassed, and the Bach says, no, the Rebbe ate them. The Chassam Sofer, you ate them. So the Chassam Sofer told him, for me to forget whether I ate the cookies, you're right. I may have not remembered. But I wouldn't forget if I made a brach on the cookies. And I know I didn't make a brach on the cookies, so I didn't eat them. You must have eaten them. Anyway, so the Sefer, he prepared this cup of coffee for himself, to eat when he wakes up. Who's going to sleep for a few hours. And then when he got up, he took the pot that had the coffee in it, and he put it to put on the fire to heat it up. And right away the whole thing broke and all the coffee spilled out. I mean, he had prepared the coffee, now he's going to heat it up, and the whole thing broke and all the coffee spilled on the floor. He says, I see min hashamayim, they're not masking with my psak. And therefore he changed his psak. So, there's some safer. This is what happened to him. He held this halacha. If you sleep and it was at night, you slept, that you don't have to wait because the digestive process goes quickly. But he sees this one not like that. So, I remember seeing once a tshuva, and the tshuva was Van Hogg's from Moshe Stenbach, that he had also brought this mice, and he said, What's the pshat? So he's explained very simply. He says, no, the Chassam Zev didn't say, oh, that's it. But Hashemayim, it's not true. And Hashemayim, they're showing him, you better look into the halacha again. So he went and looked into the halacha again. He felt, oh, must be, I have no other source for it. And therefore, like plug, you have to wait the full 6 hours.
It's true with the five also. Yeah, five, we're all saying six. So I guess you could say into the fog, you know, should we really
mean that? How could you change that?
Yeah.
How can you, no, so that already is saying, like that's why Rabbi Aaron's understanding is a little bit different. Once you have this diuk from the Rishonim, so they're saying that even the Sheshes, it was Lav Dafka, right? So then they say this is 6 hours. They're not being makel, you don't need 6 hours. They're saying this is 6 hours. Here he was saying that I don't need 6 hours. That would be the difference. Yeah, but I mean, that's the meaning, b'chol tfutz yisrael, the meaning is indeed you have to wait 6 hours. And therefore, unless somebody had a meaning, and talking, even then, in Rabbi Aaron's times, even nowadays, you see, in Lakewood, they serve lunch. They serve fleishiks. They serve a big fleishik meal for lunch. And dinner is already either parv or milchik. Now, they have lunch very late. Okay, lunch is first, I don't know, about 2 o'clock, right? You finish lunch 2:30. And one is supper, about 7:30, 8 o'clock. That's only 5.5 hours later, right? So in Lakewood, they go to the barn, they're ready 5.5 hours you could eat. Right, so that's already set into the pattern of the day. They need go like that, but unless a person really has that minig, or he's a Talmud from there, they can go with that psak. You have to wait 6 hours. So let's finish with one last shaila then, based on this. Also, a common shaila. Not everybody is as neurotic to look at the watch, look at the clock exactly when they finish the fleishiks. Okay? Not everybody. Some are, you understand? So you don't know exactly when you finish lunch, right? You don't know exactly when was it 1 o'clock, was it 1:30, 1:45, you don't know exactly. And there are many weeks where on Shabbos, where it comes out, it could be Shalosh Shudas is exactly around 6 hours, right? And you want to have a milchik, right? So what happens in the case of a suffik? You're not sure? You're not sure if it's been 6 hours, you're not sure, maybe you need another 10 minutes, another 15 minutes, sometimes it can be, I don't know, maybe it's only 5.5 hours, maybe it's 6 hours, it could be it's a suffik of a half hour. So what's the halacha? Do you have to be machmer and say, well, I'm not sure, so I have to for sure just wait till the time I'm sure? Or, this din is the Rabbanan or the Raisa to wait? It's the Rabbanan. So we have a klal, we have a rule, Safek the Rabbanan Lekula. So Lecheri, you should have to say, you should be able to say Safek the Rabbanan Lekula, and be makel. I'm not sure, it's a Safek, right? You wouldn't say it's a chesaron in yediyah. We know that a chesaron in yediyah, just that someone just doesn't is not aware of something, it's not really a suffix. It's not a bona fide suffix. It's a chesaron in yediyah. But when it's a chesaron in yediyah l'chol olam kulo, that's a suffix. So nobody's going to know. No one knows when I finished my meal, and I'm not sure. So, could you be makel to eat?
Here they say strange, and that's strange. I don't fully understand
that. It's a dovrishishal matir. Oh, very good, very good. So really, you should say sav darban lekuli. You should be able to eat. But as Reb David is bringing up, do you have the concept of dovrishishal matirin? Well, what's dovrishishal matirin? The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Be'ah that when you have a suffix, but this suffix can be sort of rectified and answered to be entirely mutter and not have to rely on the suffix, then you're obligated to do that. Yeah, the famous case in the Gemara, you have a be'ah shenol to be yomtiv, and that egg is also to eat on yomtiv, and you'll be able to eat it tomorrow after yomtiv. If that gets mixed up in other eggs, you're not allowed to eat all of those eggs, even though it should be batel b'rov. You don't have to. You can't eat the egg. You have to wait until tomorrow. Why? And because any time you have a doubt, even this is even learned by Bittel, but the Gemara then says it even by a suffik d'rabbanan. Any time you have a doubt, but you can just wait, and then it will be mutter without a doubt. You have to wait. So they want to say over here also the Daki Tshuva Yezeda brings down that you would have to wait. Why? Because you're only have your, what's the maximum amount you think that you have to wait? I'm not sure if it's 5.5 hours. It could be at 6 hours. Are you, 5.5 is the so you have to wait another 1/2 hour till you're sure. Why? Dovish yesh lo matirin. That's what the document should. Huh? The Daki Tshuva. That's what the Daki Tshuva brings. From who? From the Ad Yehuda. He wants to be from the Ad Yehuda. The Ad Yehuda says it's a Dovish Yesh Matirin, he can't be made. The Daki Tshuva argues. The Daki Tshuva says, no, this is not a Dovish Yesh Matirin. Why? So really, there's two reasons. First, he says, it's a Svek Sveka. It's not only one Suffolk. Why? Suffolk, first of all, could be you had 6 hours. Right? You're not sure. I'm not sure. It could be it's, I need another 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. First of all, the Suffolk, maybe I had 6 hours. And I feel him to say, maybe you want to say you don't have 6 hours. But 1 second, there's a whole sheet of the Ramah that all you have to wait is 1 hour. There's a whole sheet of Taisvis that once I finish my Suda. Right? Maybe you want to throw it now. We know there are sheet of Sapaiskim that say even 5.5 hours like 6 hours. So there's enough to rely on.
That one's even stronger. That last one is super strong.
Super strong. Why?
Because it's saying that's
I already have my 6 hours. Right. So could be I have my 6 hours going to the Machmirim, the standard Sheshais. And even that, it could be the Halacha will follow these Paiskim that indeed that's considered 6 hours. Right?
The only problem is Suffolk is not in the whether you're allowed to eat, drink the coffee. The coffee's kosher, right? Your Suffolk is in the time, and the time is not, you're not going to get back again.
Right? Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. So what he's asking, there's a safer Dal Se Tshuva.
It depends how it turns out what you're looking at, right? Eventually, drink the coffee, that's true, but the time, that's the Suffolk.
That'd be true by the
that's not coming
also,
back.
No, because by the eggs, well, what you want to be matter over there by the egg is you want to be matter the egg. You want to say this egg should be mutter to eat. Why? Because it was bottled. Because it's a suffix to be bottled. So there you want to say, wait till this egg is mutter. So here when it's a zman, you want to say, wait till this time period is mutter. So that you could argue, and this is what the Dalsi Tshuva wants to say, that the time factor doesn't have a heter. And if you want to say on an item, it has a heter. Now again, is if you extend the Dovish Yesh Lo Matirin to that idea that anything that has a heter, will you can't eat be'isach techlena be'isach lena be'heter, so the time will never become mutter, right? And let's say I'm not sure when I finished my meal, was it 12 or 12:30? Yeah, so now it's 5:30. Now it's what time?
6:30.
Six.
No,
6 o'clock, right? So I say, well, just wait until 6:30. So he says, what do you mean? That time will never become utter. Although it's hard to hear that svara.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's what Dovish Yesh Lo Matirin said. Right? It didn't say that this has to be mutter. It has to say that you are out of your suffix. You have no more suffix. So I know by 6:30 I won't have any more doubt. So, but he goes with that svara, and then there's one other svara, and that is based on the tzlach. It's a very beautiful tzlach that says that the whole concept of Dovish Yesh Matirin is that you have this egg, and you can eat the egg only once, right? That's what it is. It's like the famous question: how many eggs could you eat on an empty stomach?
One.
Only one, right? Because then you're stomach. That. So this egg, good Ted. This egg is only one time. You'd only eat this egg one time. So instead of eating it when you have a doubt, wait until it's mutter. You have no doubts and eat the egg. But zog the tzlach, let's say I have an item that's a suffix muktzah. I'm not sure if it's muktzah or not. And now that gets mixed into other items. So I want to use all the items and say, oh, I can't, because now I have a suffix, maybe it's muktzah, and therefore the whole mixture should be also to use. Because tomorrow I'll be able to use it entirely without a suffix, should have to wait. Says the tzlach, the Dovish Yesh Lo Matirin is only a restriction on, you could only eat this egg one time, wait until eating it, not today, b'suffix, eat it tomorrow, b'heter. But if I have a keli that I want to use, and I could use the keli today, and I could use the keli tomorrow. Over there, says Chazal, never restricted me from waiting to use it today if I could use it today and tomorrow. Right? You understand what he's saying? When I only have a one-time use, a one-time eating, don't do it today, eat it tomorrow. But when I have multiple uses out of this item, so that you can't say, wait till tomorrow to use it. Tomorrow I use it anyway. I want to use it today also. So there, based on that, he says, I want to be able to eat at 6 o'clock, and I want to eat at 6:30 also. If you don't wait till 6:30 to eat, he says, that's my 6:30 eating. But my 6 o'clock eating, what about that? I want to have my butter now and have my ice cream at 6:30, right? So based on that slach, you also wouldn't have the problem of doshin ratim. So basically, you have enough svaris, even if you don't want to go just with the suffix rabbanon lekula, if davish eish matim may not apply, you may have the sfek sveka, you have other sheets to rely on. So indeed, there's a common case, if you ever have a suffix, a real suffix, you're not sure. You're not sure when we finished eating. Could be it's a suffix of 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even 40 minutes. If it's a real suffix and a person is unsure, he has reason to believe that he had finished earlier, indeed, he could be makel to eat his milk.
That's all within an hour. It's true also, you're saying also for outside an hour.
It would be beyond the hour. Yeah, I mean, you won't have a
in the hour, because there already, I'm saying you have shittos that's enough. So that's strong.
I would think even after. I mean, it's hard to say that a person will be misupik more than an hour.
Not more than 5 hours. 5 hours.
Right. He really misupik. Now it must be because he went to sleep, and he Pasha doesn't remember anything anymore. But then you have the other sheet to rely on, where the sleep helps. Okay, good. We'll hold it over here. So cheese. We'll get to Mishnah next week, Barry.
But you answered the question. It was the Moshe Ketav. I wanted to see.
Yeah. But we'll see. But we do. There are machmirim, so I have to see in its base.